The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
And welcome. Good morning. This is Thursday, and so it's not Carl and Linda. It's Trish Clark and
Sharon Clark. Good morning.
And we're doing the Clark and Clark show this morning. We welcome you. We all love Thursdays. And welcome to KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State. We got a whole bunch of stuff to talk about this morning. We're going to start with the fact that we're in a red flag warning again. 69 degrees currently in downtown Reading, looking for a high today of 103, a low of 71. On Friday, widespread haze, widespread smoke, like that's something new. Sunny and hot with a high near 101. And on Friday night, we're looking for a low of 68. Saturday, widespread haze, widespread smoke, sunny and hot with a high near 98. And a low of 70. Sunday, same story, a high of 101, low of 70. The smoke and the haze is not going away anytime soon. I really noticed this morning, I guess I'm kind of used to it in Anderson and it's bearable. But when I got out of the car here in Reading this morning, I was quickly reminded that I'd left my mask at home. Forgot to bring it because it just goes right into your throat. I mean, it is really nasty stuff. The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. Good morning, Bob.
And good morning. Let's do a fire update with Ashley Esses.
All right,
Ashley. The latest from CAL FIRE.
This came down directly at 7 o'clock this morning, and so these are the latest numbers as of 7 minutes ago. 177,450 acres at 48% containment, so that's just a slight bump in containment since yesterday. We are approaching the halfway mark, so yay! The number of residential structures destroyed is the same at 1,077. Commercial structures at 22, and other structures destroyed at 500. We're down to 528 structures threatened. So the fire is moving away from where people are, and they're getting a handle on this. So that was about 2,000 2 days ago. So yay.
Awesome.
You know, that's good news. I hear people say, well, why are we, if it's getting contained, why are we still getting all that smoke? Contained does not mean out. It is still actively churning and rolling and burning in the center of this fire.
Smoke will be generated for weeks to come. Also, a quick note. Today is a good day to go get a sub sandwich at Jersey Mike's Sub. And the reason is 90% of today's proceeds will be donated to the family of fallen firefighter Jeremy Stoke. From 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., that's Jersey Mike's in the Trader Joe's Hilltop Center on Browning Street in Reading. That's pretty amazing. The folks at Jersey Mike's here in Reading have been stepping up for cause after cause, and Jeremy fell in the line of duty during the horrific firestorm, and this is to benefit his family. Again, that's Trader Joe's Hilltop Center all day today, and that's to benefit the family of Jeremy Stoke.
That's awesome.
Jersey Mike subs, so lunch or dinner.
Yeah.
Write it down.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's awesome.
Another
subs
quick note,
for dinner.
Yay. Another quick note is that the local assistance center has at Shasta High School has been shut down. If you're looking for resources there, you can go to the old Kmart building, and that's where they've set up disaster relief information.
And so the people from FEMA, as I understand it, and the county and the city and all of the that this is going to
it's
be
a
the
one
central,
stop kind of
the
thing.
Central location, one stop. See all kinds of things on Facebook. Where can I get information about? One more time, it's at the old Kmart building. Everything is going to be there. You can get a hold. There's a web page that we can, that you can go to. But it's at the old Kmart building over off what street? Cypress.
Yeah.
Cypress.
A couple of resources we want you to know about. ShastaReadingRecovers.org is a big resource page, the official resource page for Shasta County and the City of Reading. They put it all together. It's a one-stop shop for all the things you're going to want to know.
And if you also miss any of this information, it's on Facebook.
There we go. Also, 211NorCal.org is another resource page you can go to. We put yesterday up on the chat room aerial views of around town, and I showed Sharon these shots yesterday. Mm-hmm. They give you an idea of what we just had happen. I mean, it's one thing to see the still shots and ground level video, but you get that aerial view and you go, wow.
Yeah.
Just the scope of what we just went through.
Yeah, I think it's still hard for us going through it to understand exactly what we're going through here. As I mentioned in the show last week, I've lived fire my entire adult life. My husband was a lead plane pilot. I worked extended dispatch. My son is a firefighter. I'm on the fire board in Anderson, have been off and on for 30 years. I know about fire and fire behavior and what happens and how you operate with these massive siege fires that we get into. I don't think any of us have ever seen anything like this. And when I find myself trying to explain to the many people who've called me from all over the United States from my travels, and they figure out how close it is to where I am, and trying to explain what we're doing here is almost next to impossible. I can't find the words to express the horror of this fire.
It's going to be a very long recovery. The furthest out. Now, what they did is they hired a company, professional company. These were not off the shelf, buy them at off the internet drones. These were professional UAVs, and they picked dozens of sites around Reading, took the drones up to about 1,000 feet, I guess, and did a 360 scan. So if you go to the Car Fire 360, if you search for that. You will see.
The link is also on our Facebook page.
Yeah, and the link is up on the KCNR Facebook page. You can actually pan around as if you are hanging in midair, looking at, you can look up, down, left, right, and all that. But you can see the mosaic pattern that the fire burned, how it would skip a house and then take out three and then spare two more. And it, very, very interesting. But the hills above Reading, and this is the big concern. Is what happens when the rains come.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. And unfortunately, this fire is not going to be out anytime soon, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking a while, and the rains will come before anybody has anything to do about all that erosion.
And yeah. Don't forget the fires in Southern California less than a year ago. The fires themselves didn't kill nearly as many as the mudslides did a month later.
Yeah.
There you go.
So let's... We are in a recovery mode. We will be in a recovery mode for weeks and months to come, years to come. So this is the strength that we have to show as a community.
As a community, as a whole community, all of Shasta Strong. Absolutely. That's, it's an incredible, credible thing that we're going through. And of course, Sharon, you kind of went through that whole thing. And
I'm just sitting here quietly going, oh, my gosh.
Because you were actually evacuated and you're still kind of in the recovery mode, have neighbors who got absolutely blown away around you. And mm-hmm.
And Sharon, you talked a lot about the elder population, and we're learning lessons out of this. How do we check on, evacuate people who are mobility impaired, who are homebound, who don't have means of transportation? How do we get those folks out? We need to have a structure in place. We're going to learn lessons out of this
I'll tell you what, see, when that's a shame. I'm going to say right up front, because we went through that before, and I thought we had that handled. I thought we had that structure in place.
Yeah.
But, guess not. Well,
there were still, the people weren't finding out what was happening until the deputy was pounding on the door. Mm-hmm. Well, if you've got somebody who's a deep sleeper or they simply cannot move around easily, how do we get them out?
Well, and I think for a lot of the people that we dealt with, they if they don't have a smartphone and they haven't registered with the county to get the reverse 911s.
Yeah, I won't have a computer in my house.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you know, then eventually we lose some radio with the towers. Channel 7 goes off the air. You know, there's people that, you know, technology is not their friend when you're, you know, in your late 80s or whatever. And so I think it really came down to neighbors really being aware and neighbors checking and that kind of thing.
We've got to be neighborhood is the thing. And maybe neighborhood watches need to add this to their toolkit.
Well, and I think that, you know, I think hopefully what we're going to learn out of this as we go forward and something we're learning in all areas of our life in the United States is that we need to go back to the basics. We need to go back to neighborhoods being together and taking care of ourselves and each other. And government was never created to be all things to all people, nor should
it
be.
There we go.
Mm-hmm.
We're coming up on the break right now. And I want to tell you right now, these guys are on my phone list as soon as things ease up a little bit. Alliance Heating and Air, because let me tell you what, my filters are probably scary to look at right now. But I have filters, and my system was installed by Alliance. They did a great job. They do warranties. They do guarantees no matter what system you have. They'll take care of it 7 days a week, 24-hour service, Alliance Heating and Air. Give them a call at 221-2642, or you can check out the website at homecomfort.org. It is 716 on KCNR. We will be back.
Be careful posting on social media when leaving town for any period of time. With 66% of all burglaries being committed by someone who knows the victim, sharing where you'll be and how long you'll be gone is a sure sign that your home or business is vulnerable. That's all someone from your social media sphere needs to start scheming their way to your essentials. Wait to post those pictures from Hawaii till after you're home, and you'll save yourself some peace of mind knowing your valuables aren't being taken while you're away.
This security moment brought to you by North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968.
What is summer without our summer concert series? Our summer tribute series will keep you cool all summer long with live music on select Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights inside the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. A tribute for everyone from rock and roll classics to soul and today's pop charts. Don't miss these amazing performances. Purchase your tickets now at the River Club or WinRiver.com. Tickets just $12.50 each or a table of 10 for $100. Come out and sing and dance along with your favorite tribute band at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center this summer. See the next best thing to your favorite artists in an intimate setting. For a complete lineup of our summer concert tribute series, visit WinRiver.com or download the Wind River app. Must be 21 to attend. Concerts are better at the river.
The annual Orchard Nutrition Center Health Fair is coming Saturday, September 8th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Don't miss your chance to enjoy lots of free samples of health-related items. There'll be a smart chicken hot dog barbecue. Be sure to bring the kids for the kitty carnival and great live music from Jimmy Limbaugh. Find out about organic produce, organic groceries, vitamins and supplements, and so much more. And the event is absolutely free. The Orchard Nutrition Center Health Fair, Saturday, September 8th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at 221 Locust Street in Reading.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
We've just received news that Chlorina and Sludge have been captured for impersonating spring water. Let's now go to our field reporter, Paul Zoet.
Once again, Bob the Drop saves the world from fake water and... Oh, here's Bob now. Bob, do you have anything to say?
Well, Chlorina and Sludge from Tapopolis are the worst. Why would you want wannabe water when you can have the best tasting water delivered right to your door? Anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227.
Pure and simple. Naturally, the best. Mount Shasta Springwater.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
And at 20 minutes after 7 o'clock, you are listening to Community Talk Radio for the North State, AM 1460, KCNR, coming soon to 96.5 FM. This portion of the program brought to you by Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane, our firearms dealer of choice when it comes to selecting a new long gun or pistol, having gunsmith work done, or buying ammo. John Bastiani prides himself on customer service, always having what the customer needs in stock at fair prices. Bastiani Arms, 222-8222.
And welcome back to Community Radio for the North State. This is Trish Clark because it's Thursday, and I'm joined in the studio by Sharon Clark.
Good morning, everyone.
And we now are joined in the studio by a couple of really cuties. We have Scarlett and Blake Ariana with us, and they're here to tell us about a up-and-coming enterprise that they're doing. So tell us what you girls are up to.
We're doing a lemonade stand for the car fire victims, and our goal is $1,000 or more, and anything really helps. And we just want to thank all the first responders, and we pray everyone's safe.
Good for you. And where is your lemonade stand located?
It's at my mom's work, right across the street from Shasta High School. The address is 2510 Old Eureka Way.
What made you two decide to do this? What got you thinking about, have you always made lemonade? Is this your first lemonade stand?
No.
What made you think about doing this?
We just really wanted to help.
That's a great way to do it. And we get lemonade, and you get, is it donation or are you charging for the lemonade?
Donation.
Okay.
That's I got to say something. You know how they rate tornadoes on the EF scale?
Mm-hmm.
On the enhanced cute scale, these ladies are EC5.
Yeah, this is one of those times when I'm really sorry that you can't see us on radio because this is a great photo here. Maybe we'll post this on our Facebook page because, gosh, you girls, and that's great. So do you have an idea of where you're going to put the money? I mean, where it's going to go?
We're just going to find a family and hand it to them.
Perfect.
That's a great way to give back.
And there is so many out there at this point. We have so many in our community who are really needing that. So anything to add, little one down there?
She's the assistant, little Blake.
So a challenge to families who were fortunate to step up.
Absolutely.
So one of the families, we have communities. We know so many people. I'm sure you have friends who've lost their homes or been evacuated. Your grandma standing behind you is telling me her yard is a mess. And so you're right on the fringes of that, were you, Pauline? Okay, yeah.
What hours can people come by? Are you going to do lemonade the rest of the week, or what hours should they come by?
We'll be doing it today through 11 to 2. We'll probably be doing it a couple more days a week.
So 11 to 2 today if people want to come by. It's going to be a hot day. And so they should come by. Can they just drive up and hand it out the window of the car? Are they getting out and parking?
Probably either way.
Okay. Sounds exciting. Well,
okay.
I'll try to make it over there.
So once again, tell us the address one time.
It's 2510 Old Eureka Way.
Okay. And they got a lemonade stand there. You can drive by between 11 and 2 today. Come on by and have a nice, cool glass of lemonade and donate to a family that's been impacted by the car fire.
Let me ask you a question. How old are you, darling?
I'm 9.
You got a career in show business.
She's got some good confidence.
I know. Good job, girls. And thanks so much for coming in and sharing.
Thank you, ladies. You're welcome. The lemonade ladies. So go see them
today.
Thank
you.
You're welcome.
And how old are you?
6.
All right. There we go. Okay.
6 and 9. So go by and see them today on Old Eureka Way and get your lemonade and make a donation. Thank you, girls.
Okay, thank you again. That's Scarlett and Blake. Blake is the 6-year-old. Scarlett is the
9-year-old.
And they're selling lemonade. Come join them today. Thanks for coming in,
girls.
Thank you.
So, Sharon.
Oh, gosh.
So tell us in 5 minutes or less.
What was my saga?
I was texting back and forth with you.
I think it's interesting. I was joking yesterday. It's like, hi, I'm Sharon. What's your evacuation story? You know, so many.
How's
of
your
us,
house? Yeah. Is the new Reading greeting?
Yeah, it's kind of an interesting camaraderie that we all have. But I was actually my topic yesterday on my show was just really dealing with the they're doing PTSD trainings. for people, because there's a lot of people, the social worker I had on yesterday, Candace Barker, goes, you know, if you were starting your car as you heard flames whipping up the back, people have this connection to now starting their car and what that felt like. And they, you know, you don't realize how you're going to attach different, you know, connections to this thing in your life. And I was, you know, when I got home, and, you know, Ryan Denham lives, you know, the other end of the block from me, and he had lost his home, and I'm feeling this, you know, I'm exhausted, I'm unpacking, and I'm like, Sharon, quit complaining, you know, quit this or that. You're lucky. You're a lucky one. And but we need to, like, acknowledge, just because we got back in our homes, that we can still feel this weight of all of this on us, even if you're a lucky one. You know, we need to still own that emotion of, I did have to look around my house and decide what I wanted to take. I was out of my house for 7 days. I had to shut my agency down for two. I had to take care of staff and clients, and it was a crazy week, and I'm entitled to be like, I'm exhausted. You know?
Well, and I don't think there's anybody in Shasta County now who is unscathed by this fire. You know somebody, your job was impacted, you had to wait, or you were. Everybody in Shasta
Absolutely.
County has felt the impact of this. And you're right. Everybody has a right to think it's not a good thing to have happen in their life, regardless whether you lost everything, which is certainly on a much bigger scale. But we all need to own how we're feeling right yeah. now and get it out of our system, because we can end up with a lot of problems
right.
later on if we don't admit, hey, I'm angry about this,
right.
or I'm really feeling sorry about this.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever that feeling is, own it, deal with it, and
right.
move on.
It's a grief problem.
Yeah. It is.
And there will be impacts that we haven't thought of yet, such as was pointed out to me last night, because so much of the wildland habitat was destroyed. Where do the animals end up? In your yard. So if you're on the periphery of town, or even if you're a little bit into town.
Mary Lake is not really periphery.
Yeah, probably a bad idea to let Fluffy out into the yard unsupervised, because our guest was saying she could hear the coyotes very close last night because they got nothing to eat. I had a bear in my yard last night. That was an eye-opening experience. I grabbed my 12 gauge, and my wife says, that's just going to make him mad.
Well, there you go. And so that brings a whole new thing, because we are in the city. We don't have enclosed garbage cans. We take our garbage can out. We put it in a plastic container. You got bears running around. Not going to work.
We're going to have bears and mountain lions, possibly bobcats. I saw a lot of deer this morning, so we share the space with the wildlife, and a bunch of their space is gone.
Mm-hmm.
So guess what?
Right.
Yeah. Certainly something to think about that you're not used to dealing with on a regular basis.
Yeah, and I think you're right, Bob. It's like we haven't even scratched the surface of the recovery. Yeah. Emotionally, we are recovering, and we're working out financial plans for people and raising money. But this is going to be, you know, it's a marathon, not a sprint.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
it's going to be a lot of time and a lot of resources, and, you know, getting Whiskey Town open, getting the river trails back open, you know, all of these areas that we want to share. And the reason we live in this beautiful area, we want to be able to get back into these areas at some point. So,
and this is not, I just encourage people to stop trying to figure out when this is going to be over. And is there a date for control? Because there's not even a date for when the fire's going to start dwindling out or be contained. And it's not going out for weeks and possibly months.
You had the pleasure of being friends with Molly Wilson.
Absolutely.
Who lived through the Blitz as a child.
Yes.
Are we not in something like that? You know, this was our Blitz.
This is, as I said in, you know, in the first part of the show, I'm just hearing from a lot of people. I've traveled across the United States 3 times in the last 11 years and made friends in every state. And now, as they're finally figuring out from reading Facebook and watching world news, because we're making it every night.
And the show, pictures they show are absolutely the worst photos.
And so it's kind of a mixed blessing, because I'm hearing from people I haven't heard from in a while.
Yeah. People connect with me on Facebook, too.
On Facebook, I'm getting phone calls from, you know how you don't take certain calls because you don't recognize the area.
Yeah, you want another robocall.
So now, all of a sudden, I'm realizing I really need to start really paying attention. Is that, take the call. I mean, so I'm talking to a lot of robocalls, but I'm talking to a lot of other people, because I'm getting calls from all area codes. But trying to explain to them what we're going through is just I'm finding it very difficult. There are no words.
Yeah. Fresh off the wire, a Car Fire community meeting announcement about a meeting conference at Lakehead. That'll be tonight, 6 p.m. at the Lakehead Lions Club. Now, this answers a question. A friend of ours called Brenda last night, wondering, why are all these firefighters in Lakehead? And the reason is they were doing a burnout to create a black zone so that if the fire shifts, it's not going to move up there north of Shasta Lake. So that's the reason why there were a bunch of crews and they planned this burnout. A lot of people freaked out about seeing all the fire engines and stuff in the area because you can't tell where the fire is because everything's smoky.
That's right.
But that's the reason is that they have a planned burnout, and I don't know the exact location. That wasn't specified. But the idea is that they want a buffer zone if the fire shifts because it's all over the place.
We don't trust this thing anymore.
Well, and Bob, in reality, we're talking that this fire is 10 miles from Lakehead. It's not,
that's not
inconceivable that fire could go to Lakehead.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not out of the realm
so
of possibility.
So that's where they're conducting the burnout operation.
Exactly.
And this meeting, I imagine, is probably to address some of the concerns up there involving that operation. Because people go, you want to light a fire? Are you nuts? You know? Let's go take a break. Four Winds Jewelry sponsors this portion of Free Fire Radio. Trish Clark's favorite place.
You got it. I'm wearing evidence of Leonard's great salesmanship as we speak.
I don't know if Sharon ever heard the story. Well, I'll share it off the air. 2225 Hilltop Drive in Reading, 222-2750, one of the only full-service jewelry stores in Reading. Back after this.
Hello, this is a fire news alert update from Andy Main at Shasta.com and ShastaBeam.com. We are sorry to hear about all of those people, friends, and neighbors who have lost homes in the car fire, and we wanted to let everyone know that the towers that are serving West Reading are still in service and operational today, some of them on backup power. During this very difficult time, Shasta Beam's towers have endured the fire, and we want anybody who is out of service to know that you can call our office today, and we can get you installed with internet and telephone service tomorrow to help you through this difficult time. Our phone number at the Mistletoe office is 605-2204. Please call anytime, and we would be happy to help you get service for internet and telephones installed as soon as possible. We would also like to encourage people to go to our ShastaBeam.com website for more information, including a 3-minute video clip of the fire as it approaches our primary tower.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Coming back on Free Fire Radio, it is 7:35. This portion of the program is brought to you by Ready Home Helpers. If your loved one needs some extra help at home, especially now, or they're recovering from an injury or surgery, well, those amazing caregivers can help keep your loved one safe and independent in their own home. Schedules, you can have them from 2 hours a day to around the clock. Based on the needs of your loved one, call Sharon for a free assessment, 226-8350. There is no place like home.
Hey, and welcome back. This is Community Radio for the North State. It is Thursday, so it's not Carl and Linda. It's Trish and Sharon. And we're talking about, right at this point, just kind of cleaning up a little bit of stuff about the car fire. And actually, in the next hour, we have some guests coming in, and we're going to be talking about the car fire again. And we're going to kind of be concentrating, so put your thinking caps on, in the hour between 8 and 9, whatever time it is. It's way early in the morning. Yes, you have to remember, right. I'm not a morning person. So between 8 and 9, we're actually going to be talking about how do we get all of the money that is raised in this community, private money, and how do we get that to the people that need the money? And we're not talking FEMA. We're not talking what you're entitled to as a fire victim from the state and federal and city government and county government and all that. We're not talking about that. We're talking about the dollars coming out of the private pockets in these communities that need to find their way to the people who really need it, mm-hmm. Without all the red tape. And so kind of be thinking about that. And if you've got ideas about that and ways to make that happen very efficiently, then give us a call after 8 o'clock this morning. So Sharon, let's continue with the conversation about how do we move back into our homes now, and how does that feel, and what does that look like?
I know, it's crazy, and you know, when I first got back home last Thursday and saw how close the fire got, you know, melted part of my fence, my neighbor's fences, of course, we're so happy. I remember getting in and sitting in my living room and feeling such a sense of relief and peace, and I surrounded by my things. And then at the same time, I realized, you know, how long is it going to be for people who lost their homes to have that feeling again? Because, you know, you've acquired furniture that's comfortable for you, and you've hung pictures on the walls, and you painted them a certain color, and you have, you know, smells in your home, and you reach for things and a comfy blanket on the couch, and your TV's there, and your favorite shows have been recorded, and all these little things that make our home, so important. And
our house, the home.
Yes. And I think, you know, even let's say you get into a place, a rental, well, you know, you're trying to get furniture, or maybe it's furnished, but it's not the stuff you would have picked. And, you know, you're thrown off, you know, and I have so much compassion, especially for people that, you know, lost homes that had, you know, young families. And as resilient as kids are, you know, there's a routine there and there's a structure there. And so, you know, I think that, you know, one of the really important things is just to get back into our routine. And get to the gym, or, you know, get a massage, or take a walk. Well, maybe with a mask. Go to the mall and take a walk.
Limit the mask.
That's right.
The walking right now.
But I think we all were a little bit paralyzed. Which impacts a couple things. Number one, it impacts our own psyches because we're not doing what we are used to doing. I got off my supplement routine, some of my meds. I was skipping days. You know, we're all off. And the other such critical thing, and you'll relate to this with our routines, is our local small businesses are suffering. You know, my dog groomer, your car detailer, your dry cleaner, you know, getting your coffee. I went to Roots Juice Bar, and they were out of bananas. And she goes, "We're just not ordering a lot of produce because it's going bad." You know, and we have to think about that. These small retailers can't handle 2 weeks of no business.
And, you know, and I talked about that actually on my last show. I had the people in from the city of Anderson to talk about the impact down in that community. And this is a Shasta County thing. It's not just ready.
It sure is, yeah.
Because all of this impacts, I mean, you've got your emergency systems set down at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Haven had their other center for
location,
the animals
yeah.
location. That was down in the Shasta Gateway. Our police and fire and everybody is involved in it as well. But one of the things I brought forward and reminded people is the quicker we get back on our routines, the better it is for us. But as you indicated, the nail salons, the beauticians, the dry cleaners, the coffee shops, the small restaurants, all these little independent businesses, entrepreneurs, which we so love in our community.
Absolutely.
And want to support, mm-hmm. they can very easily go out of business in a month.
Yes,
they're just making it. In most cases, they don't have that big checkbook and corporate structure behind them to do it. So you might have a small business that supports a family and maybe two other people, and we can truly wreak havoc on those three families' lives
mm-hmm.
in a very short time. We all need to get back to doing what we do.
Or,
as quickly as possible.
Were you the one, Sharon, you were talking about yesterday, the lady who she's actually worried about too much business and growing her business so mm-hmm. fast that when the need drops, it'll collapse back in on
mm-hmm.
itself.
Yeah, because she does a restoration company, so all the cleanup of all of this and the smoke damage. And so some businesses have the opposite problem right now, depending on what line of business you're in, which is you can't take so much. That and especially if you're dealing with insurance company reimbursements, your payroll's going out before you get some of this money in. You can grow so fast that you don't have the cash flow. So
and finding those people,
right?
Yeah,
and
to fill those
right.
positions.
And so and it's like and that she so she said I actually need to have somebody hire someone to come in and help me figure this thing out because you don't want to invest in equipment that you won't need in 2 years. You know, and you don't want to hire a bunch of people and train them and then not have a job for them. And you know, just all of these and some stuff is prevailing wage. And then that's a higher payroll you're paying and waiting for the state, you know, to pay.
Oh,
for
yeah.
Things. Yeah, we know
yeah.
how fast the state yeah, of
yeah.
California
know how that
pays
is.
Off.
There's a couple of tricks to billing the government agencies. You always offer a 10-day discount. The word discount puts that mm-hmm. bill higher in the stack. No way are they going to pay it in 10 days, so you needn't worry about ever making good on that discount. But just the fair fact of putting that some kind of discount language mm-hmm. in there will always get you paid in the government. That's just one little tip mm-hmm. that I learned years ago.
Mm-hmm. And I also know that the Reading Chamber sent out a email if you're a member of the chamber, and I don't even think you have to be a member, but there is a loan for small business. It's $5,000. I believe it's interest-free. The payments are like $225, you know, a month, and it's fair, you know, no collateral. So there is a, you know, some funds out there for some of these small businesses, and I think we're going to see more of that because, and you know, for me, being a large employer, $5,000 doesn't really do much for me. But when you're a smaller, you know, industry, like you said, someone who maybe just has a couple employees, that might get you through a couple weeks to just keep people employed because the last thing we need is the workers out of jobs, if this is going on.
You know, and the other thing that always happens with these things is the people who fall through the cracks. We have, in order to qualify for anything government funded, there are levels where you can't make more than this, and you can't have
right.
a bank account, and you can't have a house, and you can't have this and mm-hmm. that and the other thing. And there's always those people that fall right in the middle of that whole spectrum where they make too much and they have some stuff, but they don't make enough to get through this whatever it is right now. Maybe they need 2 months rent, or maybe they need just a little bit to hold them through.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the people that we need to be absolutely sure get the help at this point, and that's where our local money should go.
Mm-hmm.
Because that person may not qualify for all of the other programs that somebody who has nothing. They just need a little help.
And we don't really want them to qualify for that because we don't need our – you know, already overburdened, you know, state and local monies supporting more people. We want to encourage them to stay at the level that they were, right? You know that from your experience.
And we don't want them to have to figure out a way to get rid of the bank account they do have that's their rainy day fund
mm-hmm.
or that sell everything they own so they're in a position to qualify to get government aid.
Right.
We don't want them to have to do
right.
that.
Right, and I think that there needs to be a sense of urgency because it doesn't take a lot to put stress on a small business, you know, and so waiting, you know, a month is going to be too long, you know, and I think we really need to, you know, we're going to talk in the next hour about some of the fundraising that's happening and how do we get that money to people, but on this, and for those people too, but especially on the small business side, you know, if you don't know what to do and you're listening, start patroning these businesses. That's not a number one, what we can do.
And go have a coffee. Yeah. If you buy coffee, as a lot of my friends do, a couple of times a day, every day of the week, and you haven't done that, go buy your coffee.
Right. Yeah. And don't feel bad to make a pedicure appointment. And don't feel bad to go get your tan or whatever that routine was for you.
We have to start priming the engine, if you will.
Exactly. Because it's just, I mean, we don't need all of those extra people with that kind of, well, there's nothing happening. Yeah. I noticed that for that first period there, you'd go out and it was like even in Anderson, it was like a ghost town.
Yeah. Before we take the break, let's cover a couple of things. For those of you who are just now joining us, we want to give you a couple of quick pieces of information. The Local Assistance Center is transitioning over to the Disaster Recovery Center. The new location is the former Kmart building next to Ross. That's over there off of Cypress. So if you need to get some assistance and find out where you begin to recover, you're going to go over to the old Kmart building there off of Cypress. Bethel Church is a distribution center for the Salvation Army. They'll be open all this week from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. there on College View Drive in Reading. Also, the Lions Fire Relief Center is a distribution center at the old Raley store. They will be open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. That is 110 Hartnell Avenue. They are providing food, personal care items, and fire cleanup supplies. All this information comes to us courtesy of 211norcal.org. You can also type in ShastaReadingRecovers.org, and you will get more official information. And, of course, when we get fresh material, we will be sure to pass it along here on KCNR 1460, back after these messages.
Hi, this is Don Burton. In the wake of the car fire, disaster rumors seem to move quickly and in some cases can be devastating to companies and individuals. One of those rumors relates to Palomar Builders and its owner, Jeb Allen. There's a rumor that Jeb has raised the prices on all his homes in an effort to profit from this disaster. Nothing could be farther from the truth. In the 30 years that Palomar Builders have been building homes in the North State, they have never had a price increase greater than 3%, ever. And many of the homes that were for sale were immediately opened up to displaced fire victims on the onset of the fire. And so many people know Jeb Allen and Palomar Builders as a giving company. And it's true, they've donated over $500,000 to Make-A-Wish in the past 2 years. Our community is important to Jeb Allen and Palomar Builders because they're part of this community. In an effort to help with home ownership, Jeb is offering $10,000 in free upgrades on any Palomar home in the month of August. For more information, contact Tom Papik of Coldwell Banker CNC Properties at 941-9534.
Summertime is fun time in Northern California. We're Billy and Patrick with your personal invitation to have more fun in a brand new Kia from Redding Kia, your official summertime fun headquarters.
Celebrate this summer with no payments for 90 days in a new 2018 Kia Niro. This sporty 50-mile-per-gallon crossover hatchback hybrid is showing up everywhere in NorCal.
I've got one. I love it.
And nothing says summer like the 2018 Kia Soul. That's the cool crossover that sits up nice and high, has tons of storage. Like all Kias, it's America's best value. We have a Soul, and it's perfect.
The 2019 all-wheel drive Kia Sorento is here. There's room for your camping gear. It has power for towing and is at home on or off-road.
Get yours today and make no payments until fall.
No cost. Lifetime oil changes and tire rotations are yours when you take home your new Kia from Redding Kia, proud sponsor of community events like the Mosquito Serenade.
Finance offer on approval of credit ends 8/10/2018. Redding Kia, reddingkia.com.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
Yeah, you'll stop. I have the right-of-way. Or really,
Alan Gordon here, Coachmaster Collision Repair. Don't count on it. He or she might be texting, changing the station on the radio, or breaking up a fight in the back seat. Don't take that chance. Lives are at stake. Distracted driving is a danger to us all. You can be proactive in preventing an accident. There's not much you can do when you're sitting in your car and they back into your door. If this happens to you, come see us. We're located at the south end of Eastside Road just before Girvan. With your claim number, we can handle your entire claim process. Our quality repairs and friendly service will have you recommending Coachmaster to all your friends and family. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology and the collision repair industry, serving the Reading community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
And at 10 minutes now in front of 8 o'clock, this portion of Free Fire Radio brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. Ted Leidy and his team of professional NRA instructors provide the most complete CCW training in Northern California. For a limited time, NFI will provide a free firearm rental and ammunition for Shasta County residents. Take a basic CCW course. Register online, usgunpro.com. Ladies?
And welcome back to Community Radio for the North State. This is Thursday, so instead of Carl and Linda, you have Trish and Sharon. And we've just been talking about different things that have to do with the car fire and going on in our community as we speak. Giving some updates, we know that this is still on everybody's mind. The next hour, we're going to be talking about some of the local money that's raised and all of those things. But this car fire thing is, you know, the impacts are not going away anytime soon.
No, and I just, Whiskey Town just breaks my heart. I mean, I just, because, I mean, that literally, and for Bob and I, we're on the west side, that, you know, was an eight-minute drive, because my house backs up. And I don't know if you knew where I lived, but you were texting me that day, like, Trish and Iers, the Clarks have it going on, because, I mean, I saw, when I woke up, because my house backs up to 299, I saw Thursday morning that
funny time of year for snow. Yeah.
Yeah. I was like that roadblock right there. I woke up that Thursday and I had flown in from seeing my daughter Wednesday night and I saw the fire because I flew in like 10 o'clock at night. And so I was really aware of like, cause you could see it over there. And then when I woke up on Thursday morning, like 6:30, there was an alert on my phone. I walked out and I looked over my back rock wall and I saw them blocked off and I heard all the fire engines going up the road. So I literally packed my stuff, drove it to my friend Robbie's garage, and by 11 in the morning had, I mean, my Christmas ornament. I mean, I had everything up there. I was very organized. And then waited, and then about 8 o'clock that night ended up, you know, I evacuated. I wanted to tell you, Bob, you would get a kick out of this. So I leave before the 911 call, reverse 911, because when the hairs on the back of your neck stand up, you go. And I was worried about the cars and the traffic and all of that craziness.
Which was a really good thought process.
Yes. So as I'm leaving, I get the reverse 911 call as I'm heading down Eureka Way. And then the next call comes from a weird area code, so I answer it. She's like, "Hi, this is so-and-so with your Safeco homeowners. We understand there's wildfires in your area. Would you like us to come spray flame retardant on your house?"
No.
And I said, well, that would have been a great call 2 days ago. But I said, I just got evacuated. They're not letting you in the neighborhood to spray flame retardant. Yeah. But I thought it was interesting. I'm like, they were a little bit behind the curve.
You got to be aware of calls like that as well. Well, what Brenda being, of course, a fire person, we came out on Thursday, and the ash was coming down like I said, like snow. Yeah. And she goes, "This is not good."
Yeah.
So she went to work, and I came in, and I think Trish was here.
Yeah,
I left to go home and hitched up the boat, started gathering up the cats. Brenda came home and we got out. This was ahead of the official alert. We went to South Reading across from Westwood. Well, then Westwood catches fire 2 days later.
Yeah.
So we had to bug it. This time we went to Shingletown.
Yeah.
But, we felt that double displacement.
People going to Shingletown during fire season because they've been evacuated. Shingletown's usually the place everybody is scared to death.
This gal in my social circle got evacuated from the Old Shasta area, went to Shasta Lake City, got evacuated from there, went to Happy Valley, got evacuated. So the joke was, don't let Christina come stay with you because she's going to have to. She was like following her.
Yeah.
And you got to find the humor in some of this. And I mean, I was cracking up. And I said this yesterday of the albino snake that got missing in the middle of all of this. Did you see that on Facebook?
No.
So the
14-foot python.
Oh, python. The albino python.
Oh, I
14-foot albino
yeah.
python got missing. During all of this, and a friend of mine on Facebook wrote, you know, I can handle this car fire, but this, you know, python thing's got me crying like a baby, you know, this thing's going to be in my backyard, you know, and
and my reaction, because I didn't hear the albino part, I heard the snake part, and I went, oh my God, of all the things I don't want to help with, yes. I don't want to be finding that snake.
No, I mean, and the poor thing, and of course, the folks that it got loose from had evacuated and had it in an enclosure, and these things happen, you know, of course. But I said, can someone do a fundraiser and bring the albino python for us to meet? Because, I mean, this albino python.
Pass, I'm not coming.
Yeah, the snake found its way into a milk crate and was, hanging out.
I don't know. You know, I think, as you indicate, that we all have to maintain our sense of humor. I have a friend that was getting ready to take a trip, and she lives up in Shingletown. She talked to me a couple of weeks ago and said, you know, I've got a couple of things, boxes packed. I'd like to bring them down and put them in your garage before I take off on this trip. Just, you know, because Shingletown's kind of a hot spot always during fire season, and people get a little worried about leaving during the fire season. So then she calls me when she's getting
is my stuff safe?
So she goes, so I'm like second thinking this. Maybe this isn't a good idea when they're evacuated Happy Valley. And we were on hot alert in Anderson.
Yeah. It was rolling. It definitely was.
Didn't look good.
Mm-hmm. So a friend of mine asked me who lives over in Europe, well, where's everybody staying? If you got almost 1,100 families out of their house, I said, family, friends, community, we're taking care of each other.
Yeah.
I had people in and out of my house at different spurts for different lengths of time.
Well, and I had my dog and myself, and then my daughter, who's in San Luis Obispo. Here's my daughter. She drives to the fire, right? She's like, Mom, you're evacuated. I've got to be there. So I've got my daughter, me and my dog, you know, crashing at different friends' houses, and I have so many amazing people, and it was great. But I thought, my daughter, the last thing I need to do is have you here. This is not helpful. But she and a few of her friends, like, when your hometown has issues, I mean, they drove home. Yeah. They wanted to be here and help their parents and figure things out. And I mean, I love her dearly, but I had just come from spending 6 days with her, you know, and I'm like, okay, Mom's okay. Now, yeah, you can go back home. Thank you.
Yeah. So, and it will be some time before everybody can put their lives back together. I know that it's difficult for people, but we do want to maintain a sense of humor. Try to lift people's spirits and kind of do some ordinary things. Go ahead with the dinner out and if you celebrate a little bit with your friends and celebrate that we didn't have so many things to celebrate about this fire with the depth and the expanse of this fire. We could have had such a greater loss of life.
Look at what happened in Santa Rosa, where people were literally caught in their houses and perished.
I can't believe, and you know, we had how many missing at one time? 40-some people missing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And to find and to have all of them located is just incredible. I just, my hat's off to all of the people, the first responders, the help that we've received from all over. I mean, my goodness, Australia and New Zealand firefighters in the area.
Yeah,
is that incredible?
It's summer, or I mean, winter, middle of winter down there, so those poor Kiwis and Aussies are coming up here, getting off the plane and going, what have we done?
You know,
because they're used to the heat, but right now they're acclimated to the middle of winter.
Yeah.
And I have to say, when I, in my neighborhood, you know, a few times we thought we were going to get back in, and I went over last Wednesday night, we didn't get in until Thursday, but some map came on and it looked like we could get in. So I just drove over and this wonderful gentleman, greets me. And I said, there's this map. And myself and like 20 other people saw this map and had the same conclusion that we were. And he goes, trust me, guys, I want to let you back in as bad as you want. And he goes, I'm from Sacramento. I'm sleeping on a cot at Shasta College. I'm doing night shifts. I've done night shifts in 15 years, you know, and then trying to sleep during the day, you know, at an evacuation center. So it was crazy.
Yeah, it is.
So they were great.
And so we're going to take a break here.
And
we've
got about 30 more seconds, but I just wanted to give you all the heads up.
So our next hour, we're going to continue this conversation, but we're going to really focus, and we've got some great guests coming in.
We obviously have some people in the lobby because they're very loud.
We can hear them. So we're going to be talking first off about a fundraiser that's going to be going on down at the Frontier Senior Center on Saturday for the victims of the car fire. And then we're going to have a good friend on who's going to be talking about some insurance issues and other things. Look forward to the next hour. You're going to love it.
The news is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta, Redding by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.
News this hour, townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The Kremlin says it's looking at ways to retaliate for new U.S. sanctions being imposed on Russia over the poisoning of a former Russian spy and his daughter in England back in March. A spokesman for President Putin denies any involvement in the incident.
He said that Russia did not have or could not have any connection to the use of chemical weapons. So repeating Russia's denial as regards any connection to the poisoning of the Skripals.
The BBC's Steve Rosenberg in Moscow. Prosecutors in the Paul Manafort bank fraud trial say they have 8 witnesses left. They expect to rest their case by tomorrow afternoon. Yesterday, Rick Gates, prosecution star witness, wrapped up his testimony. Germany planning to release a man convicted of helping 3 of the 9/11 suicide pilots.
German federal prosecutors say they would allow Munir El-Murtasadek's release a few weeks before his sentence formally ends late this year, on condition that he's deported to his native Morocco. That would allow Germany to arrest him if he returns. Bild newspaper, which first reported the news, says El-Murtasadek could be freed in mid-October. The Moroccan was convicted in 2006 of membership in a terrorist organization, an accessory to murder for aiding the 3 hijackers who lived in Hamburg. He was sentenced to the maximum 15 years, but will receive credit for time served after his arrest in November 2001. I'm Charles Silvestri.
Investigators say a Southern California wildfire that's burned more than 6,000 acres was intentionally set. They think they have the arsonist, 51-year-old Forrest Clark, being held on $1 million bail. The earthquake death toll on the Indonesian island of Lombok now surpassed 300. On Wall Street right now, stocks have turned mixed. The Dow down about 5 points. NASDAQ Composite Index up 25 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Fire your stockbroker and hire yourself. I'm Scott Bauer, and I've been a professional trader for over 25 years. I've traded for Goldman Sachs and was the first Amazon market maker at the Chicago Board Options Exchange. I'm also the CEO here at Prosper Trading Academy, the leading educational firm teaching people how to trade the markets. For a limited time, I'm giving away one of my favorite secret trading techniques used by thousands of our students every day to help build their financial future. To learn this technique right now, call my 24/7 voicemail and just leave your email address. I'll email you my free trading technique right away. Just call 1-800-228-2155. This is the very information my students use every day to invest in their financial future. Again, call 1-800-228-2155 in the next 30 minutes and leave your email address on my voicemail. That's 1-800-228-2155. Call 1-800-228-2155.
At Ford, a celebration marking the 10 millionth Mustang.
It was a parade of Mustangs, beginning with the inception model of 1964, right up to the present day. It rolled into the parking lot at Ford's Dearborn headquarters. From there, a 30-minute drive, complete with police escort, went to the iconic car's current home in Flat Rock. They were organized into a configuration to spell out 10 million. Mustang, the best-selling sports car of the last 50 years and the world's top-selling sports car for the last 3, according to company analysis, is now 54 years old. George Bonzani, Washington.
Venezuela's pro-government Constitutional Assembly has stripped 2 opposition lawmakers of their immunity from prosecution, accusing them of having roles in a drone attack authorities say was an attempt to kill socialist President Nicolas Maduro using 2 drones that were loaded with explosives. News and analysis at townhall.com. New York City moves to rein in Uber and Lyft with a cap on ride-hailing vehicles.
The city council approved a package of bills Wednesday that includes a one-year moratorium on new licenses for Uber, Lyft, and other app-based ride services. The council also voted to establish a minimum driver wage for app-based drivers that's equivalent to the yellow cab wage. The actions were taken amid concerns that the flood of app-based ride services in New York has hurt business for all ride services in the city. Opponents of the action argued that Uber and Lyft provide service to neighborhoods outside Manhattan that are poorly served by yellow cabs. I'm Mike Rossia.
Drugstore chain Rite Aid and grocer Albertsons say they've called off their merger deal. Albertsons, which is privately owned, operates grocery chain Safeway, among others, announced back in February a plan to buy Rite Aid's more than 2,500 drugstores, but now looks like that deal will not happen. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
And good morning. This is Community Radio for the North State, KCNR 1460. AM Community Radio, and it's Thursday, so this is not Carl and Linda, it's Trish Clark and
Sharon Clark. Good morning.
And we got the Clark and Clark show, one with an E and one without. And we welcome you on Thursday. We always love to do this, and we are looking at 71 degrees in downtown Reading right now, and we are under a red flag warning. Widespread haze, widespread smoke, looking for a high today of 103. Low tonight of 71. On Friday, same conditions, a high of 101, low of 68. And on Saturday, nothing's changing. Sunny and hot with a high near 98 and a low of 70. And next week, we're looking at 101, 99, all in the high 90s. We're not doing that 115 degree stuff, and that's okay with me, but we are going to stay hot. We're going to stay smoky. And be aware we still are under the red flag warning. The weather was always is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. The company is locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. Sharon and I are joined in the studio right now by Cheryl from Star Spangled Catering, and she's going to tell us about an up-and-coming event this Saturday in the South County.
Hi, good morning. Thank you, Sharon, for inviting us. Yes, we're doing a car fire fundraiser. It's going to be in Anderson on the 11th, Saturday the 11th. We're going to start serving at 4 o'clock from 4 to 8 at the Frontier Senior Center in Anderson. We're going to be serving pulled pork sandwiches, a side, and a drink. So come on down, show your support for the car victims, car fire victims.
And so who's welcome to come to this and the funds and how does it go?
It's open to the public. We want everyone to come and enjoy a meal and donate what they can afford to help support the car fire victims. And the money is staying local. It's going to be donated to the Salvation Army, and we're looking into another local group, so it stays local. We want the money to stay local.
Absolutely, and it'll be used for the victims of the car fire.
Absolutely,
throughout Shasta County, because
yes.
The victims throughout the county.
Yes,
and these are great events when you're not really sure what to do, if you don't have a ton of money,
yep.
You want to do something, you're not sure what to do. This is, you know, dinner for the family.
Yep.
Come by, donate what you can. Have that community camaraderie and come on out and do that.
Yeah.
Because I think we're all, again, we talked a little bit about in the last break, just kind of being paralyzed, trying to work, getting ourselves back into our routine.
Yeah.
And this is a great
yeah.
way to do it this coming Saturday. And,
yeah.
and as Trish loves getting people to the Frontier Senior Center anyway, to see that location.
Well, absolutely,
so this is
because,
great.
You know, and we in the community of Anderson, we want to be a part of this. Certainly my board and the people from the Frontier Senior Center always want to remind people that the Frontier Senior Center is not a government-operated facility. It's a private facility. It's owned and operated by the seniors. No government money involved there. So this is kind of our way of stepping forward. We operate that for the seniors in the South County, but we want to be a part of this as well. So we've offered up this facility to hold this fundraiser. We want you to all come down and come on down there and donate what you can. If you're a victim of this fire, then this is your opportunity to come down and your meal will, you don't need to worry about it. Bring your family down there. But this is like the community's opportunity to come together and do what you can to make a difference in the lives of the people that have been impacted. And then after you've been down and you figure out what a great facility the Frontier Senior Center is, you can come down there for other activities, and it's available for rent. Got a beautiful kitchen that Cheryl's going to be taking care of. It's fully licensed. And you can rent it if you're a caterer. So all kinds of, this is capitalism at its best.
That's right. Well, you know, and I think too, for folks in the South County, you know, While there wasn't the evacuations that took place, you know, as did in Reading, you were affected, you know, and for that part of the county to come together again and feel like you can do something for your neighbors in the north, you know, I think you definitely have the smoke, you definitely have seen the industry.
Well, the emergency center, the evacuation, we've had all of that right in the community.
Right. Yeah, Haven, as you said, down there.
Haven at the Gateway, and then the emergency command center is at the Shasta District Fairgrounds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We have all of that equipment in and out, and absolutely, this is a countywide countywide, two counties. Trinity County certainly is impacted as well.
Yep.
So we just invite everybody, give us those statistics again about from 4 to 8.
From 4 to 8 at the Frontier Senior Center on Saturday, August 11th. We're going to start serving at 4 o'clock. And I just wanted to say a little bit about the people who all came together to make this happen. This, everything has been on donations. So we've had Kent Meats, we've had J.D. Krager, Kelly McBroom, Wilson Families, and Copycats, Franz's Family Bakery, Ready Mix, Hild Collision Center, Kent's Meats, at Rock and Rubs, and My Lady's Support Group, and what is this one? Weyerhauser, excuse me.
So that's great.
Yeah, yeah,
that's
all these little,
we want to give shout out to those
all
people.
These companies came together. Folsom Ready Mix, excuse me.
Okay, so, great. You know, see, that's the great thing. Kent's Meats, gosh, they're always involved and so giving to get involved in any of these kinds of things. And certainly have had some tragedy in their life in the recent past. So anyway, love all of that. And remind you, Frontier Senior Center, that's at 2081 Frontier Trail, located behind the New Tech High School down in Anderson, just off North Street. Good signage. Come down 273 or I-5 and come right up to North Street to where the Paint Mart and New Tech High School, you can't miss it. It's a big building back there. Want to fill that facility up between 4 and 8. We welcome you, and this is your opportunity to help somebody and get a great meal.
And let me know if you need any catering. Star Spangled Catering is out there. We give 10% discount to all veterans and first responders, firefighters, anybody that is in that line of work, we give a discount to.
Wonderful.
Yeah. Good. We'll have to get some flyers down to the emergency center down there. I know a lot of the firefighters are in and around town. In fact, I share just a quick story. I talked to someone yesterday who went into Panda Express or someplace. There were three or four of the firefighters in there buying lunch, and they bought their lunch for them.
Yeah.
That's another way, you know, that you can kind of pay this forward. Yeah. And if you haven't been impacted, but all these people are really knocking themselves out. I come from a fire family, so I know firsthand how much of an impact this has. And you see those guys, they're not sleeping in their beds, haven't seen their family in weeks. And in the middle, I mean, and this is only August, ladies and gentlemen. These people are not going home anytime soon and are going to do this all summer. And until, I mean, I can remember
October.
Thanksgivings when we didn't have family back from fires. So you're in line with them, buy them a cup of coffee, buy them a meal, and just be sure and thank them for their service.
Absolutely.
Wonderful.
Yep.
Well, that's great.
Okay.
Thank you very much,
Cheryl. Thanks so much for bringing this to our attention.
Thank you very much.
To be able to do it.
We have a caller.
Where's your headphones?
I have to get my headphones here. Okay. Good morning, Terry.
Good morning, everybody. And this is a great program. It's true. It's great to get stuff to the fire victims. I know one of the situations they had in Trinity was getting it from the Red Cross to the folks. It wasn't that they didn't have a lot of stuff. It's just they didn't have a mechanism to get it there. And on our meeting Monday night, We organized a group of guys, and Red Smith and Bob Olsinger, Bob Nelson, I got to give kudos to him. Bob worked for the Department of Forestry for, I believe it was around 35 years as an engineer. So they loaded up some trucks and trailers and took it out through Cottonwood and out through Wildwood, and Bob knew the road, and so they took some stuff up to the folks in Lewiston. And one of the things we're finding is we have an abundance of stuff. We went over to Beverly Avenue right behind Big O Tires and just picked up cases of water, cases of paper towels. It really is a matter of we have tons of stuff. We know that we gave 1,000 T-shirts. A company gave 1,000 T-shirts, and people haven't even been claiming those. I mean, and they're brand new. And that's just brand new clothing, blankets. There's so much stuff. It's just getting the stuff to the people. And I think that's been the hardest part. But our folks went over there to Lewiston yesterday. As you know, Lewiston was brought back in from their evacuation. They were repopulated, not last night, but the night before. They began, part of the problem they have, of course, is that if their electricity was out, their food's rotted, et cetera, et cetera. So they needed, and they really needed water. In fact, Red Smith told me when they got there that I think they only had like 12 cases of water. So we brought truckloads of water over there and stuff. But I think it's the independent people getting it out to other folks. I think that's a great thing. But I think the thing that we have to be looking at is we have stuff. There's stuff everywhere. There's so much stuff that we're giving stuff to other counties. We're making runs to Mendocino, but it's getting the stuff to the folks.
And that's what and Terry, that's what the rest of the show is going to be about this morning, is how do we connect all of this stuff from the private community, the private donations, the private, we're not talking government. We know about FEMA. We know about Shasta County and City of Reading and their efforts to get people back in their homes and all that. We need to talk about how do we get this private money, private stuff, and you're a perfect example of how you did that, and that comes from your group, and this is all about the state of Jefferson, that organization, and so hey, it's the community helping the community. That's where we're going with this.
We're working on it now for Mendocino, because Mendocino, as you know, is the largest fire in California history.
Yes.
So we're working on it for Mendocino also. So.
Keep us informed, Terry, and thanks so much for the call.
You bet.
All right.
Thank you. All right.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break.
And we're going to give a little love right now to one of our favorite folks. That would be the dedicated patrol officers for North State Security, because especially now with law enforcement so tied up, more than ever, we need your ounce of prevention since 1968. If you have a business that or a residence that maybe you haven't been able to move back into, and it's not in the evacuation area since 1968, North State Security has been working hard to give clients and community peace of mind. They employ over 100 officers. Their largest security company north of Sacramento, and their clients range from Oroville to Eureka. Give them a call, North State Security, 243-0295. They are a proud sponsor of Free Fire Radio, and we will be back after this.
Hello, this is a Fire News Alert update from Andy Main at Shasta.com and ShastaBeam.com. We are sorry to hear about all of those people, friends, and neighbors who have lost homes in the car fire, and we wanted to let everyone know that the towers that are serving West Reading are still in service and operational today, some of them on backup power. During this very difficult time, Shasta Beam's towers have endured the fire, and we want anybody who is out of service to know that you can call our office today, and we can get you installed with internet and telephone service tomorrow to help you through this difficult time. Our phone number at the Mistletoe office is 605-2204. Please call anytime, and we would be happy to help you get service for internet and telephones installed as soon as possible. We would also like to encourage people to go to our ShastaBeam.com website for more information, including a 3-minute video clip of the fire as it approaches our primary tower.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Real people, real winners. Congratulations to all of our Swipe to Win winners at Wind River Resort and Casino. So far this year, prizes have included a Super Bowl package for two, two cruises for two, a Ranger patio boat, a Ranger bass boat, a tiny house RV, a travel camper, two Harley Davidsons, and loads of free slot play and cash. Our giveaways continue in August with our Scootin' Through Summer Swipe to Win promotion. Not one, two, three, or four, but five Yamaha Zuma scooters from Reading Yamaha Sea-Doo awaits lucky winners. What a week! Play our Scootin' Through Summer promotion at Wind River Resort and Casino. Every 200 points gets you an entry. Earn four times the entries on Mondays and Tuesdays. Plus, we have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. Unlimited entries all month long to increase your chances. Swipe for your chance to win a variety of prizes or a Yamaha Zuma scooter plus 200 cash or free slot play. Creating new memories one summer at a time with our friends at Reading Yamaha Sea-Doo. Trines every Friday at 8 p.m. Download the Wind River app. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio.
And it's 821 on KCNR 1460, your community town hall for the North State. This portion of the program brought to you by River Commons, Northern California's premier retirement community, surrounded by ample recreation opportunities located near Turtle Bay Exploration Park and Sundial Bridge. It's still there, close to shopping in the Hilltop and downtown Reading areas. They go above and beyond to provide a superior and carefree living experience. See what River Commons can do for you. Contact them today to arrange a personalized tour, 238-5981.
Okay, and welcome back. This is Free Fire Radio, community radio for the North State. This morning we have Trish Clark and Sharon Clark.
Good morning, everyone.
And we're joined in the studio now by one of my very, very favorite people, Judy Baxwell.
Amen. Good morning.
Good morning, Judy. And you, most of you have witnessed Judy in here with us, and we're usually talking about health care and Medicare and Obamacare and all of the above.
That's right.
Well,
that's
now
right.
This morning our topic is, as we referenced earlier in the show, we're talking about what is the most effective way for us to get our private money, our private donations from the community members in the North State who want to help the victims of the car fire? What's the best way to do that? And so we're going to brainstorm here. I kind of talked with Judy yesterday and said, come in and let's talk this through and see what we can figure out as the best manner to do this.
You know, I think that is just a huge puzzle for so many because, you know, you have your needs out there, and then you have your money out there, and how do you put those together? I know that, you know, the larger organizations, they're doing a great deal, and then the FEMA just opened up in Kmart this morning, and I'm going to be going over there after the show just to see what resources they do have. But, you know, what we're hearing from the people who've lost homes that, you know, we insured and from others and everything is that right now they need some labor to help them. And so how do we coordinate that labor? Because, you know, you have people that, you know, maybe they got back into their homes, but they're older, they need
Their fences are burned down.
The air conditioners, you know, they need to change out their filters. They need to do all of these things. And so,
and well, the ash is very difficult to deal with. You can't go out with a broom and start sweeping up that ash. And there's things you got to do to deal with what we are, have experienced.
And so, you know, there's a neighborhood app that a lot of people can connect with their neighborhood apps. And connect with labor and stuff like that. But labor is a big, huge, you know, just good old handyman labor is a big, huge need in that sense. We have lots of people who have been displaced, and they haven't been able to coordinate with their insurance adjuster. Or the insurance adjusters are on overload, I will say, just like your disaster relief people. There's just, you know, a lot of people on overload right now. And so some of that requires a patience, but there are, so they're in need of, hey, I have, you know, put out $1,000 or so just on trying to, you know, for loss of use of my home, for hotel bills, this and that. And so there's that immediate need. And when they can't connect with their insurance company and they haven't gotten it just yet, and then that's what we've been doing as agents, when we hear that there's not a disconnect, then we go up the ladder, you know, to get them as money as quickly as possible. Mm-hmm. We'll go up the ladder on that. And that's why I can say if people have an agent, reach out to that agent, because get them involved. If you've got, you know, issues with your claims or issues with connecting with adjusters, I know some adjusters, they have been stuck at a roadblock and couldn't get in to do any inspections and everything. They would try to reach out and coordinate. So make sure you meet that adjuster at the roadblock if, you know, your neighborhood has a roadblock, and because, you know, they have to go into the next person. They are just going, you know, they've mm-hmm. got so much that they're trying to take care of, too, and it's difficult.
And one of my concerns that, and this is just a perfect example, for me, I have homeowners. I can afford to cover my expenses until, and I'm back in my home now, and I have a fence to replace and a couple, you know, minor things. But I have someone in my social circle who is out of her home, who was a renter, who did not have renter's insurance, who got back in, covered in ash. So her landlord is taking care of that property, but it's going to be 2 months before she can get back in. In the meantime, she's not at an evacuation center. She's staying with her in-laws in a fifth wheel, but has little kids, back to school clothes, those kinds of needs. How does she get help? You know, and it's like, I want this money because I was affected. I was out of my home, but I don't need that money.
Right.
You know, I want to be sure that A, people aren't taking advantage of these funds, because let's face it, let's be real. We have people in our community that will take advantage. Mm. And
already witnessed
right,
that.
Yes. And B, you know, I want to make sure that these families, because I've donated money.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I'm affected, I know that I'm not in need of, you know, bedding and clothing for my children and all of these things. And I just want to figure out that, you know, how do we get this gal, mm-hmm. this family? And I know this is an example of many. There mm-hmm. were renters who did not have renter's insurance, and
right.
even if they did, if their home isn't habitable, it's not paying for them to. That pays for your belongings. It doesn't pay for you to set up shop somewhere else, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, one of my questions is, like, what do these families
How
do
we get that $2,000 that we know is out there in donated cans all over Shasta County right now to that lady who needs it to just get by the next 2 months?
I know.
Yeah.
There is, I do know one organization that is doing that, and that is, it's a Buddhist organization, and it's called Zuchi Foundation. And you can text them your name and your address, and so they give so much to each family immediately. That text is 530-395-2203. They also have a website, and it's www.tzuchi.us. So it's an international organization, and they're you know, they said that they will do things very quickly for people.
You know, it's something just dawned on me. We've given out several web pages, and we're going to repeat those before the end of the show. So I'm going to invite everybody now in the audience to get a piece of paper and a pencil and be ready, because after the next break, we're going to repeat these phone numbers and these web pages and these things that we're talking about. Bob, you gave some a little earlier. We'll go through those again, and so everybody get a piece of paper and a pencil and be ready, because when we come back after the upcoming break, which we're not taking quite yet.
I don't
yet.
Think people have pencils.
Pens? They don't even care.
Text.
Well, get your notebook or whatever you're going to write all this information down. Have a pen, a pencil, a notebook, a
right.
cell phone, or whatever to take these notes down, because these web pages, and we'll be giving them out when we come back after the break. So go ahead, Judy. I'm sorry.
Oh, I was going to say, you know, for school children, there is going to be a backpack giveaway today. It's on Eureka Way at the Vineyard City Church of Reading at 2828 Eureka Way from 4 to 8. And they have gone together with several other churches, and they're doing a huge backpack giveaway
Wonderful.
For kids.
Wonderful.
And there's going to be another one tomorrow. It hasn't been announced, but and so as soon as that gets announced, I'll give the information to the radio and everything like that. So there are, and there's been several backpack giveaways for kids. So I know that Nike, Janssen Sport, a lot of those have donated tremendous amount for kids and shoes and backpacks and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think, you know, and I feel so for these displaced kids, you know, it's tough. We want to make sure that they can get back into school, they can have what they need to be successful and help out these families. So.
Well, another thought that just crossed my mind is, and Bob wants to say something as well, but normalcy, if that's another place. Mm-hmm. You know, we have our teachers in our schools. They're going back into classrooms. Some of them have been impacted by the fire. Some of them have not. But those young teachers in the, especially in the lower grades, they always could use a little bit of help with the crepe paper and the construction paper and the things to make their classrooms a little bit better. And I know personally a lot of those teachers, those niceties that your children enjoy in those schools come right out of their back
pocket.
Oh, they
do. They do. Mm-hmm.
They spend a lot of their own money to make those classrooms look like they look. So if you've just got an extra $20 bill and just find yourself a young teacher in one of these schools or whatever kind of a teacher, I mean, you know, doesn't age, but I just mean when they're in their younger grades where they're really trying to do those things, just help them buy some of that stuff for their classroom. And Bob?
Well, Carl called just now to nudge me to mention Shasta Regional Community Foundation has enabled the Community Disaster Relief Fund to receive donations for those of you who can who want to do a one-stop giving point. Also to find out where you can apply for these funds. Questions, more information, you can contact Carrie Caranci, okay. 244-1219, their Siskiyou County office, 925-3313, but the local number, 244-1219. They were on the air yesterday, and Carl wanted me to
Absolutely.
Let you know about that.
Good. Great. And hopefully they have a shortened process for application over and above what they generally do, because it's a lengthy process to apply with Shasta Regional generally.
Well, I talked to Amanda over there yesterday, and they also give to organizations in the community as well. So they'll give to United Way, they'll give to Salvation Army, they'll give to all the. So a lot of those funds, you know, are here locally, and they're given to those organizations to help them in assistance with their funding as well.
And as a rule, I think they hopefully are setting up programs that are separate from their normal flow of funds, so that they don't go in to go through the. We want every dollar that's donated in this instance to go through the process and not go through where there's administration fees withheld.
Mm-hmm. And that is one thing there is with Shasta Community Regional. I know because, you know, I gave to them and they have it very specified that, you know, their money does stay local and there are no administration fees.
Okay, so we're going to take a break and we'll be right back.
It is 76 degrees in Reading right now. It is going to be a high in the triple digits, around 104 in downtown Reading, so be ready for that. Shasta Gas and Propane brings us this weather report. The customers are warm friends, and it is cool to be a Shasta Gas customer. They're locally owned and operated, and they give senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793. Shasta Gas Propane is a proud sponsor of Free Fire Radio.
Are you struggling financially? Swallowed up in debt?
Are you looking to buy a house but are not sure of your credit standing?
What does that credit score even mean?
Why are there three different bureaus?
What score is most important?
Looking for a local expert?
Give me, Joe Rodola, a call. Your credit affects everything from borrowing money to landing that perfect job. With over 40 years of providing financial services, I am committed to helping you achieve your goal. I can provide you with a full credit report and in-depth review for only $25. Let me provide you with the tools you need to improve your credit standing and your financial freedom. Give me a call today, Joe Rodola, 941-3021, or on the web at jrdebtconsulting.com. Your local choice in credit repair.
Are you ready for this, wrestling fans? WWE Beltane Live, Knox Pro Wrestling, Saturday, August 18th. VIP meet and greet at 6:30 p.m. Show starts at 7:30 in the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. Tickets start at just $20. Sunday, August 19th, SummerSlam viewing party inside Overtime Bar. Pre-show starts at 4 p.m. Get your tickets now. Call 1-800-280-UWIN to reserve a room in our hotel. Knox Pro delivers a family-friendly, high-caliber wrestling show featuring a diverse tapestry of wrestling stars. Two exciting days featuring the Knox Pro Wrestling Super Show. Sunday is a special SummerSlam viewing party inside Overtime. This is an event not to be missed. Get your tickets now online or at the River Club. Great entertainment is happening with SummerSlam Knox Pro Live Wrestling at Wind River Resort and Casino, August 18th and 19th. Must be 21 to attend. Download the Wind River app. Brought to you by Wind River Resort and Casino and Knox Pro Entertainment. Wrestling at the River. Wrestling featuring Rikishi.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Received news that Chlorina and Sludge have been captured for impersonating spring water. Let's now go to our field reporter, Olza Wett.
Once again, Bob the Drop saves the world from fake water and... Oh, here's Bob now. Bob, do you have anything to say?
Well, Chlorina and Sludge from Tapopolis are the worst. Why would you want wannabe water when you can have the best tasting water delivered right to your door? Anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227.
Pure and simple. Naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio. This portion of the program brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, located in the heart of downtown Reading. When it comes to compassion, quality, and choice, Shasta Regional Medical Center, the community's choice.
And welcome back. This is Free Fire Radio, community radio for the North State. It's Thursday, and so this is Trish Clark and
Sharon Clark. Good morning, everyone.
And we are joined in the studio by Judy Maxwell, and we are talking about all kinds of ways to get help, this very generous community that we have that's donating money and goods and all kinds of things, and how we connect that in the proper places. So everybody's got your pencil and papers ready, and so we're going to be giving some information here, some phone numbers and addresses. So, Judy, if you want to start.
Okay, I'll go ahead and repeat the one about Zucchi Foundation. Their website is www.tzuchi.us to register, or you can text your name and your need to 530-395-2203. And they're supposed to be quite responsive and quite immediate, too, from what I understand.
And, okay. I do want to say the Shasta Family YMCA, they are offering free family memberships through December, and services include computer use and showers, children's activities and classes. They are also accepting school supplies, backpacks, and other supplies if you want to drop something off. And, of course, they have a lot of children there, so they can make sure that these get to the kids. And then they have a drop-in camp open on Tuesday and Wednesday so that parents can attend, can go by the assistance center, which has now moved to the Kmart location, and run errands. Because, okay, of course, these parents need to get stand in line and fill out these. And I think the other thing we want to work on is making sure we're not duplicating services all over town, that mm-hmm. our efforts are going, you know, and we've got a lot of back-to-school stuff happening. So now we were talking off-air, Judy, mm-hmm. about, but, you know, maybe – oh, did you have something to say?
I want Bob to – while we're doing the people got the paper and pencil, and I want to be sure that Bob gives them those web pages that we talked about before for the combined – Shasta Reading.
Right. Two web pages you're going to want to write down. Real simple. 211, the numerals 211, norcal.org. And then the other one is Shasta Reading Recovers.org. So those are two websites that are sort of gathering all the information they're aggregating everything. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm looking at the one is mostly for real-time information. The other is updates. But the Shasta Reading Recovers is a collaborative effort between County of Shasta and City of Reading. And they're going to, you've got all kinds of resources laid out in a nice logical manner. So check that out. And of course, we have those things posted up on our Facebook, and we will stick them in the chat room from time to time.
From KCNR Radio. All right. And the other thing I want to say before we go any further is there are all kinds of opportunities available and ways to do this. I want to caution people to be sure that the money you're sending, you're sending it to a legitimate source, a legitimate person. Unfortunately, we do have those in our community who will take advantage of the situation. We know that there were one or two plates that were set up theoretically to help the fallen firefighter's family that were not legitimate.
That's what I call the financial looters. We had our looters on the ground, and now we've got our financial looters coming.
Exactly.
In.
Mm-hmm. So be aware. You know, you hate to just not trust, but unfortunately, just be sure that these are legitimate, track them through. It's like what we're all going through now when you get a new request for a Facebook friend. Be sure you're not already friends before you go and jump on that,
right?
Because so many people are being hacked, and if you get a request from somebody you already are, anytime you get a request, check first to make sure that you're not already friends before you jump in there.
Or take a look at the profile. If it's real sketchy, trust your instincts.
They have three friends.
Same with
Messenger.
They have
three friends. They got no pictures posted. Yeah. Trust me, that's a hack.
Well, you know, go ahead.
And you expect to see this very soon. Help the fire victims. And it's a link of just a bunch of letters and numbers. Don't click it.
Yes.
You're just opening yourself. You might as well walk out in the street and stand there with your wallet in your hand going,
yeah, right.
Yeah.
Get
I'm
me.
Just, I really hate to have to do that, and I hate to be that kind of person because I'm this Pollyanna person at heart that I just want to know that everybody's, I mean, my God, this is a terrible situation. No one would do that.
Well, you know,
well, yes, they will.
We are getting a lot of dollars infused into our community. A lot, and you know, whether it be, you know, insurance companies writing checks for people that lost homes, whether it's the fundraisers we're doing. I mean, there's a lot of money coming, and then the people that want to chase that money and get it, you know,
are coming.
But one of the things that Judy and I were talking about that I want to chat about, and I don't know that anyone's doing it yet, and I think it's a great idea, Judy, is to have like a community closet of some sort for people that are setting up new homes, places, whether it's rentals or whatever, whether you have gently used clothing and furniture and kitchen items and all of these things where people could come and grab what they need, because I think that would be great.
That. Are they not?
I don't know. I don't know.
Bethel is serving as a distribution point. And to clear up some misconceptions, a lot of people were complaining that Bethel wasn't opening up to be an evacuation center. Well, they have one road in, one road out.
It wasn't an option. It wasn't
and
a good
that,
option.
That
and
is
they,
not
they
in the criteria.
At every level,
yeah,
from,
yeah,
the,
yeah.
from the get-go with PG&E and all kinds of things. I cautioned in every time I've been on the air recently, be sure you know what you're talking about before you spread rumors. We don't know of any of those organizations that are doing those kind of things. And no, I have to tell you that they didn't just let the fire burn because they needed the money. They reacted immediately when that unfortunate person had a flat tire. They didn't just say, well, it isn't big enough yet. They did fight it immediately. This isn't something firefighters do.
Is that rumor going around?
Yes.
Oh, because
the person that told me that would not tell me who they heard it from because they could see my reaction immediately as I went through the phone at them and said, no, that's not true. No absolutely not. That is not what firefighters do.
Educate yourself on the process. At the very least, go take that. I mentioned it earlier, the ICS 100 class, so you have some idea of how these things are organized. I mean, there's this conception that everybody's running around wildly waving their hands in the air. No, there is a structure in place, but it takes time to put it all together.
And you can't, when you have fire burning in a canyon that's really steep on both sides, no, we don't send dozers down there, and no, we don't send smoke jumpers down there.
We don't fly the planes through.
We
can't
fly the planes through. Come on, people, they know what they're doing. Please don't criticize what you don't understand. But those people standing on that ridge watching that fire burn, they're developing a plan to stop it when it gets up there because they can't stop it until it does.
Yeah.
Well, and this fire behavior was just insane. You know, I mean, they'll be studying this fire for a long time. But, I mean, we've had our military trained by fire personnel before because it's like they're putting up cities and their communication is as great as it can be. I mean, our military can take some lessons from how these cities get built when they're fighting a fire. I mean, it's pretty...
It's incredible.
It really is. It really is.
I know. That's what I did for several years at Extended Dispatch. And you build a small city.
Mm-hmm.
Every need that a person has, and you put it together, and you're putting them together in these kinds of instances in the state of California. We have those little cities set up in 25 different places.
Mm-hmm.
Everything from wash machines to first aid kits and
feeding
and
all of them.
The commissary, all mm-hmm. I mean, you name it, they're there, including the paramedics and the nurses and all there in these little cities.
And just like soldiers on a war front, firefighters on the line have hundreds of people backing them up, their support staff and the logistical people and the supply people. And you listen to the scanners, the amount of, you know, material being moved. It's a wonder that it works as well as it does.
It does. Mm-hmm. And you keep track of where every one of those pieces of equipment and firefighter and the system knows where they are every minute.
They have to, because that's otherwise we would have even more bad things happening. Hey, let's go ahead and break for a minute. Cypress Square Barbershop brings you this portion of Free Fire Radio, 2463 Athens Avenue. They are man's last stronghold. Carl's favorite barbershop should be yours, too, gentlemen. Go down and check them out. That is Cypress Square Barbershop. They're a proud sponsor of Free Fire Radio.
Be careful posting on social media when leaving town for any period of time. With 66% of all burglaries being committed by someone who knows the victim, sharing where you'll be and how long you'll be gone is a sure sign that your home or business is vulnerable. That's all someone from your social media sphere needs to start scheming their way to your essentials. Wait to post those pictures from Hawaii till after you're home, and you'll save yourself some peace of mind knowing your valuables aren't being taken while you're away.
This security moment brought to you by North State Security, an ounce of prevention. Since 1968.
Hello, this is a Fire News Alert update from Andy Main at Shasta.com and ShastaBeam.com. We are sorry to hear about all of those people, friends, and neighbors who have lost homes in the car fire, and we wanted to let everyone know that the towers that are serving West Reading are still in service and operational today, some of them on backup power. During this very difficult time, Shasta Beam's towers have endured the fire, and we want anybody who is out of service to know that you can call our office today, and we can get you installed with internet and telephone service tomorrow to help you through this difficult time. Our phone number at the Mistletoe office is 605-2204. Please call anytime, and we would be happy to help you get service for internet and telephones installed as soon as possible. We would also like to encourage people to go to our ShastaBeam.com website for more information, including a 3-minute video clip of the fire as it approaches our primary tower.
The first responders and the firemen deserve all the credit for saving so many homes and houses. Some of them didn't get saved. Hi, I'm Jeb Allen, owner of Palomar Construction. Palomar Construction is working as hard as they can, trying to keep the cost at a minimum, and all the subcontractors are going to help us put people back into homes as quick as we possibly can. Palomar's cared about Redding for 30 years, and we're not going to stop now.
Shasta Regional Medical Center is located in the heart of downtown Reading and was the recipient of the 2017 Health Grades Patient Safety and Excellence Award. Our hospital is committed to always providing exceptional care and performance as a certified chest pain center, certified primary stroke center, and most recently earning the Joint Commission's Gold Seal of Approval for hip and knee replacement. When it comes to quality, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community choice.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
One of the most important tenets of your life is ensuring that your loved ones are cared for even after you're gone. Having a will is important, but can be bogged down in probate court for years. What are your options? Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in estate planning and probate matters. Does a living trust solve all your legal concerns? Douglas Wright will guide you through the many legal aspects of planning for your future and the future of your loved ones. Douglas Wright Law, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or DouglasWrightLaw.com.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
KCNR 1460, 9 now in front of 9 o'clock. Got an interesting call. Somebody wanted to know about Samaritan's Purse, which is putting together a donation site. Unfortunately, this lady doesn't have internet access. She doesn't have a computer in her home. But my advice to her was, get one of your cousins, get a friend, go to the senior center, and they've got some computer experts down there, for crying out loud.
That's right.
And you go to SamaritansPurse.org, they're putting together, and they're a reputable organization, and they've got a site where donations can be made, and you can find out more information about that. I don't have a phone number for them, it's just SamaritansPurse.org.
One of the other things we were talking off of the air is that there's always an opportunity if you know people in the community and you have some money you'd like to give, get together with your friends and find one of those families that and just make that transaction right from you to them. That's always a possibility as well. That's just a real good way to make sure that your money is going where you want it to go.
Yeah, one of my girlfriends did a fundraiser for her birthday. Donate to my fund for the car fire. So she has this fund. So when I called her about this friend of mine that, is displaced and didn't have renter's insurance and needed back to school, she took some of those funds and bought a $200 Target gift card for this lady and her family. So for her birthday, said, don't buy me gifts, donate. And so she did a miniature kind of fundraiser. And now she can say where that money's going to go. And she wants to personally know the families that need this, and you get a gift card to Target, you know that they're going to go to Target, and whether it's food or medications or whatever is needed.
Great idea.
That way we're not saying, here's what you need right now.
Well, and that's the other thing. A lot of this stuff that's available right now, they have no place to put it.
And that's very true. And
they might be a couple of months before they can actually use those sheets and towels and things.
And my understanding, and again, is that they're not going to do a community housing section through FEMA that, they are going to offer trailers to be put back on people's lots, but those still have to be cleared out. So there's still displacement for quite a while before that can be put in place. Mm-hmm. And then there's furniture. I know one of the carriers, they did send a truckload of rental furniture to one of our insureds when they did find a rental home. So, and then I know that Airbnb they're going through and they're offering some rentals at no charge and stuff for people who are offering up their places and stuff. So Airbnb is a good person to contact as well. Now, you were talking about people who don't have computer access. You know, there's the Shasta Library, the YMCA has computers. There's a lot of resources out there for computers if people need them. And there's also help to help you there at the Shasta Library.
And I think, so this is where we test the mettle of our society. Instead of standing around, as some communities have, and said, how are you going to help me out of my problem, you need to kind of say, okay, there are resources out there. I need, as a person, to go find them. It's called responsibility. It's called control over your own life. We are made of this good stuff, and there's still time to save us from our dependency upon government. And just say, okay, how can we as a community solve this problem? And there are ways to do that, but you're going to have to get up and do it yourself. Don't rely on somebody to come knocking on your door and help you out.
Right, and that's, I think, where this paralyzation kind of comes in, where it's like, go to the new location in the former Kmart building and start the process and start putting your life back together and figure out what's available to you right there and what you need to do. And a lot of people, my insurance, my homeowners was amazing. They called me at least 3 times and helped me through this process to get it going. But if you haven't filed the claim, I mean, I heard of people that hadn't even made the call yet. It's like, get on that, you know.
Immediately.
You know, and this is a good time with your homeowners company. You know, you may make some changes, you know, depending on how well people are, you know, my gal was like, send me the pictures. We'll get a check out to you right away. But my carrier, George Peterson's office, said, don't sign off on anything. Wait a couple months. My heating and air, I've got a fence repair, I want to see how the back of my erosion of my home, where it burned up. There's a lot of things you have to think about that can still be coming.
The fence that melted was made of plastic, I assume.
The vinyl siding. Yeah.
Yeah. There's stuff in your soil that you don't want to be sticking your hands into or breathing. And that's going to be an issue for some people because a lot of these houses have become hazmat sites, and there's actually an article in the paper.
Before a certain time, from alcohol, paneling, asbestos.
Yeah.
There's
an article, and we linked to it a couple of days ago, about safe ways, and I think it's on the 211 page, too, 211 NorCal, basic protective gear, which you can get at any Ace Hardware, to wear before you stick your hands in that soil. And wear your mask, a P95 or 100 rated mask. You can get those for anywhere from about $5 to $20. Obviously, a little bit more is a little bit better. Wear a mask, wear goggles, all that, because you do not want this stuff in your system.
And do not go out without all this stuff on with your blower and start cleaning up your property.
Oh my God.
Do not do that.
Judy said she walked out of her office and the blower was blowing. And he, of course, he had his mask on, but right into her.
Just right into me. It was just horrible. It's horrible. One of the things I would like to mention is everyone needs to get a change of address. And whether you get a P.O. box or what at the one local post office or one of the local places, you need to give that to your insurance carrier, and you also need to give it to your send it in for the tax assessor to because they are going to be adjusting people's taxes.
But you need to do that.
And again, they do
proactive
have
proactive people. Come on, you
they do
don't
have
happen
a form.
Automatically.
Yeah, they do have a form online, you know, where you can send in for your change of address, and so that's the best. You got to have some communication out there, and so that's what people need to do.
Yeah. You need to be a little proactive on this stuff and not expect your insurance company, the government, the officials to take care of your every need. When things have gone this sideways,
For this many people,
the system is overloaded because you can't have a system in place that is robust enough to handle a disaster of this magnitude. And they tell us, you know, have your 3-day kit. I personally am putting together a 1-week kit based on this experience. I want to be able to be absolutely self-sufficient for a whole week if I have to be.
Have them in both of my cars. My husband was the original be prepared person. All of our vehicles had the blanket and the 5 days supply of food and the flashlight and the first aid kit and the whole deal, and still there in my motorhome, in my electric.
Yeah. Well, I know where I'm going then.
Well, I
where did the groceries go?
Yeah, but I mean,
well, there are food supplies, and you can get them at Sportsman's or any number. You can also order them online. It's not the tastiest stuff in the world, but it'll keep you going. That and enough water. You want about, I think, what is it, two gallons a person a day or something like that.
And that's the tough one. Yeah. It's hard to carry around with you always.
Well, get a couple of cases. I tell people,
5 gallon cans.
Buy a couple of cases of water and rotate them every 3 months.
Yeah, yeah. And the other thing that I always do, because I've been on well water most of my adult life, and as soon as anybody starts talking power outage, fill a bathtub with water. I mean, that's the first thing they do. I mean, while I'm on the phone and I'm listening to it, I walk into the bathroom, put the plug in, and fill the bathtub. Because that's, you know, push comes to shove. You got to have the water to keep living.
And of course, your hot water heater is a 40-gallon source.
There you go.
You keep that handy. And there's ways we can get through this. And a little preparation and a little bit of gumption. The thing is, don't panic. As a community, we pulled it all together.
Okay. And we have this is the Backpack for Kids. This event is today from 4 to 8 at the Living Hope Compassion Ministries, Reading Seventh-day Adventist Church.
No, it's there on Eureka Way,
28 Eureka Way.
Go get your backpack.
Okay. Thanks so much for joining us. Be safe and be proactive.
Bye, everyone.
The news is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Reading. Tobacco and Brew opens 7 days a week.